The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome in. Glad to have you along. Yes, it's Tuesday, which means we spend a few minutes with 4th District Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. Doing great.
Let's just get it out of the way. The Clemson Tigers, they came up a little short last night. A disappointing evening for the Tigers, for sure.
Well, it was disappointing, but they have had such a great run. The last 5 years, they've just been inspiring, both on and off the field. And it's what matters when you do come up short, the way you act. And they
right.
are just incredible, incredible sportsmanship is incredible. And I'm proud of them, even though they did come up a little bit short. And next year's a new year.
Yep, and that's true. And I'm sure that Dabo Swinney will have them ready to start another 29-game winning streak, and maybe this next one they'll break that 30 mark. But you're right. I mean, so much to be proud of. Whether you're a Clemson Tiger fan or not, just the fact that if you're a South Carolinian, we all should be proud that we have a team like the Clemson Tigers representing us in the national championship last night.
I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, the quarterback for LSU, he is clearly an incredible person as well. He played great, but he's also, on and off the field is what's going to be important going forward. And having good people that are being successful is definitely always good.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right. I mean, what a game Joe Burrow had. I mean, he broke the single season passing touchdown record during the game. He passed for 463 yards, 5 touchdown passes. He set the single season record for the most touchdown passes with 60, and he even had a rushing touchdown in the game as well. I mean, and he seems like just a great young man as well.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I do hope the Tigers beat him next year.
Yep. Well, and there will be a next year, that's for sure, because Dabo, I can promise you that they'll go to work right away to get started for another year. And again, you know, it's just what an honor for them to even have been playing in the game. All right, so you guys, you're going to have a busy week in the nation's capital. The House Speaker is expected today to give up her fight, I guess you could say, to withhold the articles of impeachment. Kind of walk us through the next step of what, assuming that this is what happens, and you guys, she schedules a vote for you guys to vote on the resolution to send the articles over to the Senate. What next?
Well, so that vote is going to be very interesting, because she has to declare who her floor managers are, and there's been a lot of speculation about who she's going to send over. It'll be very interesting. I'm looking forward to that. But once we do vote on it, it'll be just pro forma vote. We're going to be 5 minutes of debate on both sides. It's really just procedural, and that'll be likely tomorrow, the next day, but it could be today. Then it goes over to the Senate, and they begin the trial. And there's a lot of questions surrounding what that's going to look like, but I'm really looking forward to it. The vindication of the president will be complete, and there's a lot of disagreement over whether we'll have witnesses and how many. I would really love to hear from Hunter Biden. I want to know how he got these cush jobs and large payments. I hope that we get to hear from him. I don't think we will, but I do hope.
Yep. All right, so let's back up for a minute. Congressman William Timmons with me this morning. When you say that they will Nancy Pelosi will name her floor managers, these are members who will sort of act as they'll present the House's case to the Senate. Is that how that works? Or
that is correct. They go to the Senate and they're on the floor. That's why they're called floor managers, and they have to essentially be the prosecutors of the case. And Senator Graham was one for the Clinton impeachment trial. So it really is a pretty tall task. It's not an easy thing to do, but it is. It'll be interesting to see who she thinks are the right people. I would be surprised if Adam Schiff was not one of them. But other than that, they're going to need somebody that is articulate and has as much credibility as possible. So maybe he won't be one of them.
Well, and we, I mean, these will definitely be Democrats. I mean, there's no chance that she would have a Republican as one of these floor managers.
There would be very little chance of that, because she also wants to be able to have expectations of what they're going to do in the Senate. There is, I guess, an outside chance that Justin Amash, who's an independent, who voted for the articles of impeachment, would go and be a floor manager. But the other side of that is he's not going to do what she tells him to. He's going to do whatever he thinks is right, and that may create sufficient uncertainty for her to not want to go down that path.
Yeah, she certainly will want someone, I would imagine, that she can control. All right, so we have the floor manager. She names him. It goes over. How long do you think the trial will take?
Joey, I've already predicted things before on your show and been wrong, but
we'll give you another chance.
I think it'll probably be anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks. They're going to be in session 6 days a week, and so that is a pretty serious schedule for the Senate. And so the next question becomes, how long can McConnell keep Senator Warren, Senator Sanders, Senator Klobuchar off the campaign trail? So, there's a line of thinking that the speaker has delayed largely to help Vice President Biden and allow him to be the only person campaigning up to Iowa. So, it'll just be interesting to see how everything plays out. But I don't think the answers to, what it's going to look like have been determined yet. I think it's still up in the air.
Yeah. And here's the bottom line. And I'm interested if you agree with me here, Congressman. So we spend a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever that that time period is, and we learn absolutely nothing that we don't already know. You agree?
Well, they're going to – depending on how the witnesses are called. I mean, again, the Senator Rand Paul, he has gone on record saying that if we're going to call witnesses, we're going to have to call Hunter Biden, because he's the core witness. He's the most critical witness, because ultimately the president was very likely it was appropriate for him to say, what exactly happened with the vice president and his son working for this Ukrainian gas company making millions and millions of dollars. That doesn't seem right. And it seems like the vice president may or may not have influenced your government to no longer investigate his son. That's not appropriate either. So that's the underlying question. And if it turns out that, through testimony that sure enough, Hunter Biden was being investigated because he was being paid millions of dollars to sit on a board he had no business, and then the vice president was able to get him out of trouble using his official capacity, we got a big problem there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's what the evidence will show, but there is sufficient circumstantial evidence to lead me to want to know the answer to that question 100%. So, that's kind of the danger of starting this witness saga. And, once you start calling one, then you're going to call a bunch. And it'll be interesting. I'm going to get some popcorn and sit back and watch.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Congressman, and predict we will never hear from Hunter Biden. I don't think I don't think we'll ever see him. I think we should, but I don't think we will. So, Congressman William Timmons always checks in with us on Tuesday with Timmons. Real quick, you've got a lot going on. You got some local projects here that you're working on.
We do. Veterans History Project, we're excited to be working on it. My district director, Hope Blackley, is going to be interviewing a number of veterans who served in wartime. And the purpose of it is to memorialize their experience at the Library of Congress. This is going on across the country. I think it's a great opportunity to have their experience through recorded testimony for future generations, so they can know firsthand what people went through. And it really is a fantastic project. We've got 40 people signed up right now, hoping to get some more. And then the other thing we have is Coffee with the Congressman. And that is going to be the first of a series. We have it on Wednesday next week. Senator Shane Martin is going to be joining me in the first one. And that's at 8:30 in the morning until 9:30 at the Apple Blossom Restaurant and more. And then we've got the Friends Cafe in Woodruff from 10 to 11. And the Lyman Cafe in Lyman from 11:30 until 1 o'clock. That's next Wednesday. And if that's not convenient, we'll have many more in other areas of the district. So if anybody wants to come by, I'd love to meet them, answer any questions they have, and give them a personal update about what's going on in D.C.
Coffee with the Congressman. That sounds like a plan. Are those dates and times and locations on your website somewhere or on online somewhere?
They will be on social media online, and we're doing a big radio push. So
yes, I've heard that.
There's a number of radio stations have me inviting people personally. So we're going to do everything to try to get as many people there.
Good deal. Congressman William Timmons, always good to check in with you. Have a wonderful day and be safe in our nation's capital.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you next week.
All right, sure thing. William Timmons, Coffee with the Congressman. If you have something you want to ask the congressman, spend a few minutes with him, check online, go to his Facebook page, follow him on Twitter. He's good about posting those things, and we're running some of those spots as well. Just an opportunity to spend a few minutes with the congressman and ask him whatever question you may have.